medium, ghetto, intelligent, her conversation, so won't you come hang with the gang? Relatable topics from coming up broke to the nonsense, they all come along with these dames. From trust funds to trapping, we cover it all in with laughter, so won't you come grab you a seat? From Oso Othello, you know that we medium, ghetto, and nothing can even compete. Yeah. Yeah.
Because why are you it's too easy to get up in your crib.
First of all, most of us don't got cribs because everybody been to another house. But
who fault is that? Y'all still out your mama house. Hey y'all, welcome back. Welcome to Taking It. Where we discuss media, memes, and madness.
First thing I saw this morning on the book face was this bullshit ass list of places women apparently don't want to go on dates to.
Bullshit.
Y'all seen this list?
I've seen the list before. It's crazy. I've seen it. Where do y'all want us to take y'all?
First of all, it's a list of 8. So,
we're going to have it on the screen here, by the way. Check it out on the screen.
Yeah. All right. Number one. I wonder if this is like in order from... Anyway, number one is Cheesecake Factory.
That's BS. I want to go to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. Honestly, Cheesecake Factory is one of my favorite chain restaurants.
It is.
I think it's like a...
They have a nice variety.
Mm-hmm. Cheesecake Factory is just adult friendly.
No.
I feel like they've got a variety of stuff. They put everything on the menu and there's no specialty. And I'll never get the cheesecake.
They do have specialty though.
What, the cheesecake?
They have specialty foods too.
They got every specialty.
I'm not talking about this to a vegan.
Right? What do you know about food?
Yeah. What do you go outside and get your meal? So, are you saying that Cheesecake Factory is not?
But I still gotta take girls out on dates, please. But I think it's not. I think it can be a good date. I prefer it. But, like, what the reason I think it may be looked at as a bad date because it's cheap. And you could probably get both y'all meals around 60 bucks.
Okay. All right. So maybe that's the common theme here because all of these are cheap dates.
All right. But listen, if we're going on like a first date or something like that, I don't know you like that. I'm not spending $300 on no dinner. I don't even know you.
I mean,
Cheesecake Factory is like the perfect middle ground place. They have good food. They have a million choices, so you can't look at the menu and say you can't find nothing that you want to eat. They have decent drinks. And you can dress like, you know, however casually you want to.
True that.
Why are you worried about it being cheap? You're supposed to come eat and talk.
Exactly.
Do that.
And bring a bouquet. But, let's read the rest of the list, too. We won't go back to it. What is it?
So Applebee's. We got Applebee's, Chili's, Chipotle, and Olive Garden.
I hate Chili's.
What else we got?
The movies. Your house.
I mean,
I understand your house. That's a little sketchy.
I understand movies also because you can't really talk.
Exactly. Like, what are you connecting with?
That's when you're already in a relationship.
No, I do like dinner and then the movies.
So we like to be like, let's go dinner and then the movies. So you can have the conversation and then you can be chill afterwards, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you want to spend, how many hours are you spending with that one person on your first date?
A long time. That's too long for me.
What, five hours?
I mean, the movie's going to be like 1.5.
The movie's definitely be like 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, that's including the previews.
2 hours.
Watch it. I'm not going to see the goddamn Titanic.
I go to the movies. I go a lot, actually.
I do too.
We be in there for like at least 2 hours.
Nah, I be in there for an hour.
Get there late.
I get there late. They just now be dimming the lights when I get in there. And I gotta kick somebody out of my seat because you know they got assigned seats. Alright, your house.
Alright, first of all, that's dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
I feel as though too many guys try to do that. And you could be a robber, you could be a whole serial killer.
I think women should just start robbing niggas at this point.
What? They do be.
What you mean, robbing niggas?
Mm-hmm.
You said blocking or robbing?
Robbing.
Why?
Because.
Why are you bringing strangers?
It's too easy to get up in your crib.
First of all, most of us don't got cribs. because everybody been to it house. But
very true. But who bought the thing? Y'all still out your mama house. Too.
See, they give you too much credit. Number 7 should be your room.
Exactly.
And I'm still going to the kitchen instead of somewhere. I'm leaving with something. I'm leaving with something.
You know, mama's got the best seasoning. You still the seasoning?
They ain't cooking.
First of all, the seasoning going to be from 5 years ago. Expired in 1997. I'm cool off the seasoning.
Yeah, it's going to be the same thing my dad left her.
I'm still in the china.
Damn. The fine
that was passed down from generation. In the trinkets.
Oh my god. But honestly, like, let's see.
Any fast food chain, disrespectful. Buffalo Wild Wings. I mean, it depends on what type of people y'all are. If y'all sports people, then that's cool.
That's too messy of a first date.
It is. Wingstop, disrespectful. Red Lobster, I don't know who eats there. I hate Red Lobster. I would not want to
go. Oh my god, I was so mad this guy. He took me to Red Lobster.
For real? Basic.
I'm just like, damn. Oh my god.
Why is Red Lobster basic though?
It's not basic. It's just, they don't even do seafood right. Like,
Red Lobster is trifling.
If you're going to take me to Red Lobster, take me to an actual seafood joint.
Like, let's go to
Crafty Crab. Yeah, like something. Like, the Red Lobster ain't it.
True.
Mm-mm.
Damn.
That's messy.
I understand.
It's just because of the quality of
the food. What about coffee dates, though? We got coffee dates on those.
I like that. Coffee dates are fine.
Why?
Because it's like, it can be short or quick. There's not too much commitment from either person. It's mutual ground. There's usually other, like, people around. I'm not mad at coffee date. And people are busy, so if you ain't got that much time and you don't want to invest 2 hours into Red Lobster, then
nope.
I'm not mad at it.
I can drink coffee. Yeah.
Breakfast dates are romantic, so, like, I don't know.
Romantic.
Yeah, I love breakfast dates.
Yes.
I like brunch.
You like brunch because you wake up late, or you like brunch because?
I like brunch because you wake up late. I'm not a breakfast girl. Like, I wake up wanting ribs.
So you want to go to, like, Famous Dave's for the worst ribs ever? But
I'm upset at the fact that there's no Famous Dave's around here.
You know, my mom is really crying about that. I used to go to Delaware, and I can't find
it. Yes, Famous Dave's nowhere.
It's gone. Shout out to Famous Dave's for not being too famous anymore.
Thank you for watching. Taking It, we share our takes on what's going on the internet.
Like and subscribe if you want more content like this. Don't forget, check out the next video right here.
Medium ghetto when we think you watch it for listening, viewing, and tuning on in. Joining the left of the facts, and for some it's the cap. We can't wait till we do it again. You know we love you and we gonna see you next time again. Thank you for joining the gang. If they ask about us, don't fret. Just tell them we medium ghetto. It's all in the name. Yeah.